Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A Victory Tuesday at Chickies and Pete's. The Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6 o'clock. Jordan Mailata, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks, who will be back in time. He is has boarded his flight back from Green Bay, so no worries there. And then the – I know you were worried. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB2. Wow.
QB2 Tanner McKee, who we have not seen any of this year.
Yeah.
As Jalen has stayed healthy, and no Tanner McKee, but Tanner, obviously great insight he'll be able to give during the Players Lounge at 7 o'clock. So speaking of Tanner, well, not Tanner, Jalen, the offense, I think, you know, excited they won the game, excited that they made big plays. Offensively, would have loved to see some more of the rhythm and confidence that I felt, not that they felt, in everything that they did, like we sort of felt momentum going into the bye with the two games, the Minnesota game and the Giants game. And I know the rushing was just from a number standpoint was just good in the Giants game, but I do buy what Jordan Mailata told us about the Minnesota game in that they were so successful on that first drive that Minnesota changed their defense and allowed them to throw the ball better in that Minnesota game. So I think the running game was effective in that game as well. And we had two games where the offense was really, I don't know, starting to develop an identity. You know, we were real clear, I hemmed and hawed a lot about the ability to pass the ball last year, but they certainly had an identity as to who they were. It seems like they've been searching for it all year this year. And the running game, beyond that first drive, which they moved I think they had the ball for 9 minutes that ended in the Jalen fumble. I just don't remember another time last night where there was a sustained, we're moving the ball, we're moving the ball, we're moving the ball. They hit a couple of big plays, but it was really just that opening, like, scripted drive that they did real well, and it just seemed like they were searching for it the rest of the time. And they won the game, and they made big plays, but would have loved to see the offense have more than one drive where it felt like they were really moving the ball.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, you certainly want to put up more than 10 points on the board, and that first drive was a methodical drive that they moved down the field, throwing the ball at times, running the ball effectively. The quarterback draw was a great play call there on third down. Jalen just has to do a better job of protecting the ball. That's something he's done very well all year long. But when you handle the ball as much as he does and you mix in throwing and running, there's going to be a time where that ball is exposed and it's going to get knocked out. It's just the law of averages.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. That, to me, his fumble is a lot different than what happened with Jordan Love, who created his own fumble.
That was an unforced error.
Exactly.
He was getting sacked, but he didn't need to. He just needed to eat it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's where I don't get as frustrated. And I'm going to give Green Bay's defense credit. I know this is as much as I ideally want to see this offense march up and down the field. It's not who they are. It's not what they are. They haven't been that way, I don't know, since 2022. Like, they didn't march up and down the field last year as an offense.
No.
They just didn't.
It was big plays for Saquon.
Well, and it was times that they didn't score. Like, their offense would stall.
Yeah.
And the passing game necessarily wasn't as effective. So this is sort of who they are. I don't get frustrated by what I saw last night, because I didn't see sloppy football from the offense. What I saw was great defense from Green Bay. And they play a lot of zone coverage. They keep the ball in front of you. If you want to be take chances and throw the ball downfield and risk turning it over, then that's on you. But that's not what Jalen does. So he usually didn't put the ball in harm's way last night when he put the ball up in the air.
Yeah, there was a couple. It was an interesting performance from Jalen, because it was really uneven, because he made some great plays. The third down to Devontae was a great play. Mm-hmm. The third down to Will Shipley was a great play.
Mm-hmm.
He made a couple of really good plays, like escaping the rush, on the run, throwing the ball, looked great doing it. But then there were some moments that were not. Like, I'm not used to seeing Jalen just missing.
Yeah, you know what? When number one chasing you.
Yeah, you're going to run.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Well, the throw across his body to Goddard, it ended up being complete, mm-hmm. but it was a nerve-wracking pass.
Mm-hmm. Then Goddard should have stuck his foot in the ground and got up the field instead of trying to run around, which kept him from getting the first down.
Then the next throw to Goddard was behind him. That was just a bad pass. Mm-hmm. But then the final one on that drive was the one to Dotson, which was felt like it was close to getting picked off too. So it was a weird game from Jalen. There were big plays in there, but there were also sort of like uncharacteristic misses, I thought.
Yeah, but you know what though? It's 20 degrees outside. You're running around. I'm just saying that stuff matters when you're throwing, because guess who wasn't else throwing the ball very well? Jordan Love.
No, yeah.
So it's not like somebody else was dialing it up and throwing the ball all around the field. And that, again, that's a very good Green Bay defense.
Do you have any concern with them not really being able to get the run game going again?
No.
No concern there?
No. I don't, because I need to see it more than one or two games where it gets stopped. Right? We'll see what it looks like, you know, Sunday night versus Detroit. Listen, they ran the ball versus a bad Giants defense with the run that maybe didn't come to play that day.
Yeah.
Other than that, we haven't run the ball well all year long.
No, like, so a drive here and there.
Yeah, it's an offensive line issue, in my opinion.
Really, at the end of the day, they might have to – thank God that the defense seems like it is coming together, because they might have to be a team that is like just carried by their defense.
And we had a couple of drives there where Jordan Mailata false started and just put us in a worse situation.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to mention that after six.
I'm just saying, though, that cost us five more yards, and we weren't able to pick up the first down, or we didn't go for it like that. Like, when we are able to stay ahead of the sticks, the offense stays in its rhythm and flow. It just does. When we get behind, second and 12, second and 15, third and 17, like, the offense doesn't function well that way.
It's the weirdest offense, because they have the highest third and out rate in football, and they also have the best red zone rate in football. It's like it's just the weirdest thing ever that they're that good in the red zone, but they can't get drives going. 215-592-9494. Jack, in your first game of Jalen Hurts sobriety.
Day two of it.
Yesterday was it. Today doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, today matters.
Well, all days matters, Mike.
Yes. When you're watching the game, are you rooting?
Yeah.
Jack, I need you to be honest.
Yeah.
Are you rooting for him, or are you rooting against him?
I was just neutral last night, but I was glad they won. That's about as far as I can go.
So when he hits Devontae for the touchdown.
Yeah. That's where I relapsed.
Okay. Yeah. What about when he hits Devontae for the third down?
I was hyped.
Okay.
I was hyped.
The Shipley
that
one?
Yeah, it was fine.
The Saquon one? No, Saquon wasn't really Jalen. That was Saquon.
Yeah, come on, man. A lot of open guys in the zone, you know. I mean, it was pretty, yeah. Seen that every week. But again, I'll give a lot of credit. Today's not a day to dump on Jalen because I do think it was hard to pass last night.
Okay.
And if, again, like I said,
I don't think there's anything to dump on him about.
I'm not. That's why I said that. I don't think there's any reason to.
Yeah.
I thought he was fine. He did make way more. There was way more errant throws than he usually makes. I'll chalk that easily up to the weather.
I agree with that.
That's big of you. Now, are you really chalking it up to the weather?
I am really chalking it up to the weather.
I've got my eye on you.
Well, I can tell.
Well, okay. Well, here's why you have to, because you can't ignore when he has success.
Correct.
So when he used – I can see if it's a quarterback that's never had success and never done it, huh? And somebody was trying to say the weather played a part in it. But for a quarterback that usually, when he has time, throws the ball well, I honestly didn't think last night was going to be a passing game. I thought they would run the ball better than they did last night, and they didn't.
Yeah. They did some.
I thought last night would be a Saquon game.
Some explosives were in there, but for the most part, they got shut down.
Well, and Green Bay, if they do one – Green Bay doesn't – might be the best second – top three in the league in allowing explosive plays.
Explosive plays, yeah.
So they're good at that particularly. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. It's a Victory Tuesday. I don't know if you know that, OG. They won the game.
You know, I'm just used to it. I mean, it doesn't even bother me.
What they do.
Thanks to Nick Sirianni. I
mean, when you have a team that can go an entire calendar year without losing a game, it kind of spoils you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like winning is just what's that deodorant?
Winning is the best deodorant?
Yeah. Winning is the best deodorant.
Yes, yeah. There you go. You know what I'm saying? So, but listen, I think – looking at that game last night, it was a carbon copy of the Kansas City game. You're going into a hostile territory where these guys coming off of a loss, lost to us the last three times. You know what I'm saying? It's like they had to have that game. So I don't know that we as fans take into account how hard it is to go in somebody's home to go up against a team with that type of, you know, first of all, they are a good team. And then with that type of...
Are they more fraudulent or are they a good team?
Desperation. They were desperate. That was a desperate team last night.
That's
a desperate team. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't call them fraudulent because they have the players to be good. The only thing that's holding Green Bay back is their idiotic damn quarterback. You know what I'm saying? other than that, Green Bay is a solid ball club.
Well, they have a coward for a coach too.
Well, I didn't get into that. You know what I mean? But what I do want to speak on AJ. I hear a lot of people talking about this, and AJ. I think the reason why you see the solace in him is he put his new clothing line out, check on a teammate. So that kind of give you a in on what's going on with AJ right now. You know that this kid is dealing with something. You know what I'm saying? And I said this here. AJ's a great wide receiver. I think AJ is too good of a receiver to be on this team because we do not feature the receiver the way that AJ deserves to be featured. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of is just an unbalanced thing. It's like you want your parents to always stay together, but if they're not happy together, they both deserve to be happy in their own right. Jalen was more exciting and more happier when AJ's not playing than he is when AJ is playing. That's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? So I think that at some point in time, we all going to have to accept that this marriage is over. You know what I'm saying? And just try to get through this year. And I think that's what's happening right now. You're seeing a strong attempt of everybody just trying to keep everything together for the sake of the Super Bowl. And that's the harsh reality of it.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, they should. You know, they should. Yeah. I mean, this is – and no one's getting – well, we said this after the trade deadline was over. That part is done. AJ's going to be here the rest of the year. And even if AJ wants out, even if he does, it behooves him to talk the way he talked last night and do the best he can within the confines that he is. And then if he still wants to be gone at the end of the year, then he can have that conversation with Howie. But it doesn't help him to be, you know, disruptive now. You know, he ain't going anywhere now, you know.
Right, and I want everybody to look at, like, see, we get a chance to watch the game and get a bird-eye view of the game and what Jalen, who's open and who's not open. But what y'all don't see is AJ always have a safety on his side of the field. So they're bracketing him. They know we want to get AJ the ball to keep AJ happy. They know this. So what they're doing is they're bracketing and they're daring the Eagles to try to do it. And that's where your mistakes will be made at. Keep doing what we're doing. Keep the main thing. Win the game. And if you can, if everybody ain't happy, then so be it. But at this point in time, when we chasing to go back-to-back, you're getting everybody's best. I don't give a damn what you do. Everybody going to play the Eagles with their best. And we got to hold up to it.
All right, OG. Yep. Wow,
and a sensible call by him.
What a great call! What a grown up call from OG.
Really was.
Yeah, he's got come a long way.
No
well,
notes.
See, but I know OG.
Oh, we all know. Yeah,
that was all about his past take about AJ.
Yep.
That he wants to say he was right about.
Yep.
And he's still pushing to have AJ out of here.
He wants him out of here.
Yeah, that's why I didn't take the bait and debate back and forth with him about AJ being here. Here's what I'll tell you. That's all going to be left up to AJ.
Yeah.
If he's happy being here and he wants to be here, I don't see why he would go anywhere. I don't see why the Eagles would trade him.
I don't see, unless it's a money thing, unless they feel like the money is, unless they, I would say the only decision I think they could make from other than him wanting to be here is them saying to themselves, well, look, we know we're not going to be featuring wide receivers. And we know we can only spend so much money every year on the football team. And do we really need to be spending $60 million on two wide receivers if we're going to throw the ball 20 times a game? And maybe if maybe the money's better spent on another running back, or maybe the money's better spent on the defense. Or, you know, we see that, you know, we'll see the Lions on Sunday night. They do it with two running backs, you know. So who knows? I don't know.
If I were to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you rather extend Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, two or three of those guys, and have to get rid of AJ, or keep AJ for another year or two and let those guys continue to play out their contracts? Like, you still got two more years before you got to pay Nolan Smith. You got two more years before you have to pay Jalen Carter. Now you got to figure out, you got one more year before you got to play Jordan Davis.
Well, the other question that might come in is, do they want to pay Jalen Phillips? Which is a new question. Well, that's, and that'll have to be this year.
And that's also a question.
Yeah, that'll be a new
guy
one.
Guy with that type of injury history, what type of money are you committing there?
Yes.
Versus, like, in other words, signing those guys at the expense of losing AJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say no.
I don't think
he's more important than those guys.
I don't know the answer.
Singular guy.
How about this? If you could tell me for sure.
Maybe Jalen Carter.
If you could tell me for sure, hey, this AJ Jalen thing, whatever it is, it's over. He's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Then I would be fine with it.
Right.
But I don't. Who knows? You know.
Right.
And even if he says it, they have to. It has to be part of the calculus.
Sure.
It's not everything, but it has to be part of the calculus.
Well, I would imagine if there's an opportunity for him to leave and he wants to leave, he's not going to say he wants to be here and he doesn't want to be here.
Sure. Yes.
You
I agree.
Know what I mean?
Like, I agree with you. Yep.
He would take that opportunity if it presents itself.
215-592-9494. Adrian in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Adrian?
No, I think some of this here is kind of layered. I don't think AJ fits the scheme that Kevin Petula wants to run here. I think he wants to, like, feature one or two guys, let everybody else do their job, get you know, a couple guys open, and that's that. But my biggest thing with AJ, and I think that's part of the reason why they did what they did on the last play of the game, is I don't think he's fully healthy. Since last year, if you notice, he's missed three – it's been three spans of time he's missed due to that hamstring injury. And he hasn't been the same player since he's got that injury. Has not been the same. He hasn't performed the same. He doesn't get in and out of his breaks the same. And he doesn't go up to 50-50 balls or finish routes the same. So I'm just wondering how much, you know, of it is he's not fully healthy and he's just kind of playing through injury. And that might be why he's a little more disgruntled, because he's out here running, you know, running around, giving it his all, not being fully, you know, healthy. And yet he's not getting targeted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I tell you what, the Eagles would certainly know his health status.
Yeah.
And so you would think that if they are looking to move forward, either they believe that he'll recover and become a semblance of what he has always been as a wide receiver, or they would believe his better days are behind him and they need to get out from under the deal while they can.
Yeah.
That'll also tell you what they think about AJ.
Absolutely. And Elliott's mentioned a bunch of times, he played through a knee thing and had his knee drained, I think, once or twice during the playoffs last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just hamstring, it's the knee too. And, you know, he's not – he's 28. He's not 23, you know. So so who knows, you know, that when those things catch up with you. And they don't have to – the other thing – and I'll let you finish, Adrian. I know you want to talk about the end of the game – is – a lot of times, like, to our eyes, it looks fine. But that's why, you know, I heard, what's his name, in San Francisco, the coach.
Shanahan.
When he was talking about why Pearsall's not playing, because they see him running during practice. And he said, well, we have GPS on these guys, and we can tell if they are running as fast. They may look fine to you, but we can tell if they're running as fast as they normally are. And it might be the thing with AJ, with all these things that have happened, the hamstrings, the knee, that it's just a little bit different than he used to be, and that it could be affecting his performance. Maybe something we don't see with our eyes, but maybe something that they can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And I think that's the reason why you can, you know, trace back the trade speculation to last year. You know, I don't think it's anything new. I just think it, you know, comes up a lot more now because he's been disgruntled and he's been vocal about it. Speaking of, I think that's the reason why, to me, I firmly believe Jalen called at the end of the game. You know, he's alpha at the end of the game at the line. And to me, it's like, hey, you know, AJ, you're my alpha dog. I'm going to get you the ball. We've done this a couple times, you know, already this year, you know, on fourth and four, fourth and six. You're going to get this ball, jump ball it. But because of his health, I really don't think he gave it his all. Because if this was a healthy AJ, he would have jump balled. He would have got that. And he's not doing it. He's just not doing it. So bad play for Sirianni to just call, you know, in general. But I do think that was a Jalen Hurts call to get him the ball and try to feature him a little bit. Because, again, just like Bryce Huff, he's having a better season than San Fran. I just have a feeling that AJ doesn't fit Petullo's offensive scheme. It just doesn't vibe. There's something there with it, with that, with his health. And I just think that, you know, that Jalen is trying to feature him as much as possible against the coach's decision.
Well,
thank you for the call. Yeah, I don't know. The other thing is, and you want AJ to fight through each and every play. I sort of do get. I'm not saying I accept it, I'm saying that I understand the mindset of you get two targets all game, and then the very last play of the game, you have to go fight to get it. I guess
you mean you understand that mindset that he wouldn't do it?
Well, I'm not – understand's a weird word. I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm just saying I could see a world in which
you're forcing yourself to see that world. There's no way you see that world. He's on the team. It's a play to win the game. Like, you're not trying to win the game. There's no way. There's no way. Can't be. He's trying to win the game.
You don't think it's possible?
I don't think it's possible. I don't. Maybe physically he couldn't have done it. I don't know. I certainly can't find in my way where that would be acceptable.
Like,
I certainly wouldn't say that would be acceptable.
Is it? I guess just if you go through an entire – I don't think he had a target since the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just – I don't know. I bring everything back to basketball. I wouldn't want to – because I wouldn't want to go to a guy that's cold who hadn't shot the ball all game in the biggest shot of the game because he's not in the flow of everything. He's not feeling everything. I don't know. It's weird to go to him there if he hadn't gone to him all game.
But that's what they do in that situation. I mean, the Vikings game, he had three catches.
And they went to
him in that spot.
Yeah, well, it was third down, not fourth down.
But still was the same.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
It went to him, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a problem catching it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, did he not see the ball in the light? I don't know. I don't know. You certainly would have liked to have seen him at least – make an attempt to jump for it, but maybe he felt he couldn't jump for it.
When we watch these slow replays and it looks like he could have gone and gotten it, it was a little to the side of him. I wish he would have knocked it down.
I want to be fair to AJ because this AJ didn't complain about his targets last night. Like, so we shouldn't create a narrative that and I'm just saying collectively that it wasn't an issue for him last night.
No, it didn't seem like
it. It wasn't an issue for him
last
night.
He was smiling after the game.
He was fine. He didn't duck the media, didn't send out a cryptic tweet. Like, I'll get on him for doing stuff like that and us reacting to it. I don't want to be, we anticipated him doing something. He didn't do it, but we still have our thoughts on the situation. Because it's unfair to him to paint him in that situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talked to Jalen about a lot of things, including AJ. We will hear what they had to say about that during the game.
Oh, during the game.
They talked to him before the game, but they were talking about the game.
Gotcha.
215-592-9494. We're at Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.